Today is Wednesday, October 6, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I finished work a little bit early from the Spit Valve Factory today. I was supposed to have a meeting on Spit Valve volume and how much spit would actually, you know, be let out. Needed to make a business case for increasing the volume of the spit valve on our product. And the other guy didn't show up. And it was my last meeting of the day. And I have orchestra, and I needed to record this, and I wanted to stop by and see my mom, because even though we have our differences, they are getting older, and I'm trying to you know, go and see them once a week, and orchestra rehearsal is really near where they live, so I thought, oh, I should stop by there. But that means I needed to record as soon as possible so that I could leave and go see them. So that's what I'm going to do. So I cooked last night. Ugh. You know, Mark and I eat together. And I'm a person who I do not do well. I want everyone to love me. I want everyone to love everything that I do. I want everything that I do to be perfect. And I'm really down on myself. And so cooking has been a challenge since I met Mark. Because A, I'm constantly on a diet of some sort now. So I can't cook the food that would be good. I have to cook diet food, which nobody's going to really like. You know, nobody's really going to like that anyway. There's only so much you can do with healthy food. Now, I'm a Southern man who likes fast food and fried things and all the normal Southern things, right? And Mark is from a different culture where they eat different things than we do. I mean, they eat, you know, just different things that I didn't grow up with, and I don't know how to cook. And so it's a challenge because I'm constantly cooking diet food and I'm not really good at cooking. I don't know how to cook Filipino food. And if I tried to cook it and make it diet, it wouldn't taste like he remembered it from home because, you know. So there are all these complications. So I cooked last night, and it was chicken. And I thought, and I added a little bit of extra butter, even though that was more points. I made a little garlic sauce with butter, the pan drippings from the chicken. Now, it was boneless, skinless, which is, you know, but I cooked it. I felt like I cooked it to perfection. Like, I felt like you could not cook a boneless, skinless piece of chicken better than what I cooked this. It was juicy. It was moist. I had gotten it brown on the outside, and then I put it in the oven to finish it off, but I only got it right to temperature, maybe a few degrees below, so it didn't get chewy. And I put a little white wine, a tablespoon of butter, some garlic, and then the pan drippings. And from that, I mean, there's no fat really because it's boneless, skinless, but, you know, whatever I had. And I made a little sauce, and it was it was acidic, but salty, but garlicky all at the same time. I thought it was really good. And then I wanted to use my Vitamix. So I roasted cauliflower, but I thought, you know what, instead of just making a cauliflower soup, I have some carrots. I'll put a carrot, I'll put the cauliflower, and I'll put some onion to give it some flavor. And I roasted them first with a little bit of olive oil. And then I put them in the Vitamix, and I found a recipe, but I just put a little bit of garlic, a little bit of ginger, a little bit of paprika, and put it on the soup setting, which takes about 6 minutes. But it got it super hot. Now, I did roast it first, but I mean, there are recipes using the Vitamix that you could literally, there was a question on Twitter, Guru Nudie asked, so does the Vitamix actually cook the food? So I answered him on Twitter, but I don't know if he listens to this podcast or not, so he may never hear this, but I thought I would, you know, answer it for all of you guys as well. It is hot. It is so hot, it's steaming. Like, if you pull the top off too quickly, put your hand over it, you could get a steam burn. I took the little container off the motor, and I accidentally touched the metal thing. The metal thing that twists, not the blade, but the underneath part. And it burned my hand. That's how hot it was. And the soup was steaming and everything. So, and I had put in, you know, broth that was not heated, just room temperature broth, the roasted vegetables, and all the other, you know, all the other salt, pepper, garlic, like all that separately. And then ran it for on the soup setting. And it definitely heats it up. I don't know if it would cook. I feel like all the recipes I found for like root vegetables or really like hard vegetables, it recommended you steam or boil or roast them first to get them soft. And I think it's more about breaking them down and getting them soft than it is actually the cooking, because it does heat it up. I mean, it gets really, really super hot. But the problem is, I think if you actually used it to cook, air quotes, it probably would work. But let's say you would need to keep it at that temperature for 20, 30 minutes. So you'd be running the blender for half an hour. So you probably don't want to. Anyway, but bottom line is you can make a custard in there without any other cooking. You can put the eggs in, the heavy cream, all that. Run it. It heats it up to a temperature that will cook the egg. You can make a tomato soup because tomatoes soft. You can make that with no cooking at all. You can put canned tomatoes, heavy cream, whatever else you want to, broth, whatever else you want to put in there. Put it on the soup setting and it will completely get that cooked and hot. But I feel like for root vegetables and like hard vegetables, you need to do some cooking beforehand. Anyway, bottom line is it was super silky smooth. Smoother than I've ever gotten a pureed soup. It was so smooth and luscious. And I didn't have to add any cream, any milk, anything. It was just cauliflower, carrots, onion that I had roasted, a little bit of broth, like 2 cups of broth. Probably could have used another cup, so maybe 3 cups of broth, some garlic, you know, a little bit of olive oil, like a tablespoon of olive oil, and that was it. And it was super creamy. In fact, what I was thinking is if I wanted to make a creamy tomato soup, I could probably put tomatoes and cauliflower together and leave out the milk or cream, and I bet it would make a creamy tomato soup. I'm going to try that sometime. Because the cream is really high in fat and calories and would be a lot of points in Weight Watcher. Anyway, I loved it. Bottom line is, I loved it. I thought it was really good. Mark hated it. Mark always finishes his food. Always. He was raised to finish every single thing on his plate. He did not finish it. He said there was a funky taste. I really liked it. I'm not really sure what the funky taste was. I don't know if he thought the paprika was too smoky or he couldn't really describe it to me. And of course, I felt bad. Well, I mean, you know, I do my best and I enjoyed it. What was kind of, you know, disheartening to me is if I truly like something and he hates it, that means our palates are different. So I'm cooking for him and I find something really good and he doesn't like it. How do I ever know if he's going to like something? And again, I want him to like everything that I cook. Regardless, if Vitamix was wonderful. Oh my gosh. I'm thinking about, they sell a food processor attachment for the Vitamix. And I have so many kitchen gadgets. I would love to get rid of one. So I thought, you know, I could buy the food processor attachment and get rid of my food processor and just have the Vitamix. So I don't know. I'm thinking about doing that because it was amazing. I mean, I've only done one thing, but it was so good. Better than any other blender I've ever used so far. Now, I know I've only made one thing, but it was so silky, you guys. Now, next, I want to try to make a banana ice cream. I don't like bananas, but again, Weight Watchers, and I like ice cream. So I'm going to try a banana ice cream recipe, but I'm also going to try like a strawberry ice cream recipe, like a strawberry banana. And some other things where it's just using fruit for the sweetness, but not no cream, no sugar. And I also want to try a tomato soup, like I said, and I want to do some sort of slushy. So I want to do ice and even a mixed drink, like a strawberry daiquiri. I want to try that like on a weekend or whatever. But so far, 11 out of 10. It did a really good job. Anyway, the cleanup was easy. You just put liquid water and dishwashing detergent in there and turn it on. It even has a setting to self-clean. And, I mean, I had to do a little bit of extra washing, but not much. It was really simple. The blade, I didn't really have to wash the blade at all separately. It was clean. The lid I had to wash, but that was easy. Regardless, or whatever, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And I think I'll keep it for many, many, many years. I've had a KitchenAid mixer, and it was $300 or $400. I've had a KitchenAid mixer, but I've had it for 15 years, and it still works great, and I use it all the time. I think this Vitamix is going to be the same. Yeah, it's a $500 blender, but I'll probably be using it for 10, 15, 20 years. I think that's worth it. I could be dead before this Vitamix goes, you know, to the Vitamix graveyard. Who knows? All right, well, I'm out of time, so I can't really tell you guys anything. That's all we did. I cooked. We went for a walk. You know, it was a boring evening. And we watched The Voice with Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande looks a lot like Gwen Stefani. Look it up. All right, for more episodes, you should go to geekygay.com, or you can. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.